So now we're going to be working on specific events from your past. And yes, of course, they do have the volume and the audio portion of what someone said to you, right? The words that someone said that we worked on in the last segment. But here I want to talk about specific events and the memories of what happened. Okay, so again, remember, if you want to do really effective EFT, effective tapping, we need to choose a target that is very, very clear. And a target can be a feeling, a symptom, a belief, or a memory from a past event. Now, some of you have some events in your life that truly were traumatic. And in that case, what I recommend, highly recommend, is that if you feel like you're getting into material that's too upsetting for you, because I'm asking you to go back to your past, this is when it would be an appropriate time for you to seek out a very, very skilled healthcare practitioner, a tapping practitioner, that could help you navigate perhaps a trauma that feels too big for you to do by yourself. Okay, I always like getting additional and outside help when necessary, and this might be a time, maybe not. Some of you, it'll be very, very useful and effective for you to tap through a couple of events. So here's what I'm talking about. I want to choose a time in your life, and it may be a day, an hour, a summer. I had a client who said to me, the entire summer at camp, from start to beginning, was the time in her life she wanted to choose. Now, that was a bit too big. We want to break it down, but in the beginning, she couldn't. All she could say was her choice was this time at camp. That was her target. This time at camp. Okay? And it was, 2 months of the summer. So I want you to think of a time in your life when you didn't feel as if you were enough, you felt inadequate. And I want you to pick one time. Again, some of you have 10 different times in your life, and that's okay. We'll do a second one. And then you'll be able to listen to this recording and tap through it again. But I want you to think of a specific time when you felt almost chronically inadequate. Right? A time, and it could be an hour, where you were helping somebody with someone else. I talked to a person, a coach, recently, who said, whenever she did something, her mother wanted her to help her around the house as a small child. And whenever she cleaned or did something, the mother would say, well, that's not good enough. Here's how you do it. Let me show you. And that communicated, you're not enough. You're not doing it right. You're not doing enough. Okay, so that was a small enough event and an impression for her that that was perfect to tap on. When her mother would take the dust rag and, mop over, dust over the same place she had just done, and she thought she did a good enough job at age 8, and the mother would say, no, let me show you how to do it. Okay, so that gave her this impression that she was a failure, inadequate, less than. Okay, so think of one time. The smaller time period would be better, so if it's just a time that something happened that maybe you felt like a failure. So, and that you weren't good enough. So maybe people were depending on you for something and it didn't go well and they were disappointed in you and you have this memory of how they looked at you. You have this memory that you didn't live up to their expectations and they were upset. But an event that really stands out, and it could be a sporting event. It could be bringing home a B+, and a parent said, oh, B+, where's the A? Which would have communicated to you, I didn't do enough, I'm not enough, I'm not smart enough, right? They didn't have to say the exact words, but it's clearly the message you got. So think of an old event where you had that sinking feeling, I'm just not enough. I can't do it. Trying to give as many examples to help you out. I've had clients who were asked to do things that were above their skill level. So when they're 6, they shouldn't have been cooking a meal. Okay? When they were 8, they shouldn't have been doing as much physical work around the house as they were asked to. Okay, so it communicate. They didn't have the skill. They certainly didn't have the physical and motor skills to do it. So they were left with this impression that they couldn't. Okay, it's why all mothers talk about how they try to let their kids have a balance between learning how to tie their shoes, and when you have to go to school, the mother goes and ties your shoe quickly, and without trying not to give the impression to the kid that they're inadequate. And then you give ample time at other times to practice tying the shoes. Very good example. So think of a specific event that really affected you and made you think, well, there it is. There's the truth. Here we go. I'm not enough. Right? An event that made you assume if you had been enough, you would have done better. You would have been able to accomplish it. They would have been happy with you. Now, I need to talk about something bigger, more global. I've had a number of clients who were raised by one or two alcoholics, and they were left with the impression from day one that they weren't enough, and that if they had been enough, their parent would have stopped drinking. Now, that's, of course, a very childlike impression and view of the world, because when you grow up and learn what true addiction is, you know it has nothing to do with other people. Now, some of you listening, that may even be news to you now, but nothing a child does causes a parent to drink or use drugs or to stop drinking or stop using drugs. I've had other clients whose there was a parent or a caregiver who was a rageaholic, and nothing they did, they thought what they did sometimes set it off, but sometimes the sky was blue and that would set it off. So it's this idea that you don't have control, this feeling that you don't have control, but you keep searching for and looking for an answer. You never come up with it, because the addict or the rageaholic or whatever the ism, right, the alcoholism or the rageism, whatever it is, keeps happening. Or maybe you had a parent who kept leaving the house to do compulsive gambling or whatever. And you never quite find the answer, because there is no answer. Anybody with an ism needs to find sobriety, quote unquote, in their own life, their own way. And it's not about the children, and it's not about the parents, the parents' parents. So if that's what you're thinking of, I'd like you to change, to move that to a more specific event. So yes, if you had a parent who was an alcoholic, or a parent who was a rageaholic, or a caregiver who was, who was depressed, slept all the time, never took care of you, that's your childhood. See if you can take it down to a smaller event, okay, a smaller time during your childhood where you could actually say that that's a specific event and it really affected me, and there's an example, right? It may be emblematic of what you lived through, but see if you can get an example that represented your depressed mother who never took care of you, right? That would then lead you to feel like you're inadequate, you're less than, you're not enough. Okay? I want you to think of that event. We're going to go in and measure it, as we always do. Think of that thing that happened, that event that disappointed them, disappointed you, you felt upset, maybe you got punished. And 0 to 10, we know the event is always going to be there, but 0 to 10, I want you to measure how upset you feel about it right now. How upset, 0 to 10, are you a 10 when you think about it now, even though it was decades ago? Write down your number. We've chosen one specific event. And don't combine a couple of them. We'll do a second one for you, okay? Karate chop point. Repeat after me. Even though that terrible event really affected me, I deeply and profoundly accept who I am anyway. Even though that terrible past event really affected me, it made me think I was useless. I deeply and profoundly accept who I am right now. Even though that event from my past really hurt me and made me think I was worthless, I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself anyway. Good, go to the eyebrow point. I felt worthless during that event. Side of the eye. I felt worthless because of that event. Under the eye, I felt terrible about what happened. Under the nose, I just couldn't do enough. Chin point, I knew I just wasn't enough. Collarbone, it seemed true that I wasn't enough. Under the arm, it was the only logical answer. Top of the head, it just felt like I wasn't enough. Go back to the eyebrow. I'm not enough. Side of the eye, that still feels like the truth. Under the eye, I wasn't enough back then. Under the nose, or it would have turned out differently. Chin point, didn't seem like enough back then. Collarbone, or it would have turned out differently. Under the arm, I have always felt inadequate since then. Top of the head, I always seemed to feel less than ever since that time. Good, take a deep breath. And go back to that specific event that really affected you, the one you chose that you've already measured. Think about it now and measure it again. Measure the discomfort, the awful feeling, the terrible feeling when you think about it now. Try to conjure it up. How does it feel to you now? Now we know it still happened. We know it might have felt terrible to you back then. How is the charge now? That's what we want to change, because events make us come to conclusions. This is what's so important about tapping on past events. Events make us conclude we were enough, we weren't enough. You know, it's like in sports when people say, oh, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you played the game. And there are plenty of parents and authority figures and coaches who do not communicate that to the kids. They actually say, you weren't enough, you weren't good enough, you didn't do enough. I had a horrible coach in high school who did not believe that it's how you played the game, or she would say that. But how she treated us during the games with other schools, it was just terrible. And we were always on guard and always felt like we weren't doing enough. So the party line was, it's not how you play, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But we didn't feel that. My classmates and I did not feel that. So measure how the event feels to you again. Take another deep breath if you need to. Measure how that event feels to you again. 0 to 10, hopefully for most of you, the charge has gone down. And while you know it happened, and it may have been terrible, and it's true that it communicated to you one of the first times or one of the many times that you weren't enough, when the charge goes down on the event, your belief can start to loosen, right? You can start to feel like, yeah, it is true that I wasn't enough as an 8-year-old, but you start to have what they call cognitive shifts. You start to believe differently about it. You start to look at the event differently. You start to process it. Again, if it was an event, let's say it was an event where you were punished or scolded, and that really stuck with you. So maybe you got physical punishment, or maybe you were told to go stand in the corner, and it wasn't the voice that sticks with you, it's the humiliation. That event still happened, but you start to be able to process it and you weren't able to process it because it was so humiliating back then. So this is so important. Let's tap one more time on this event before we move on. The same event, even if your number went way down in how you're feeling about it, I want you to tap again with me. Start on the karate chop point, repeat after me. Even though that event really affected me negatively, it taught me I was inadequate, I deeply and profoundly accept who I am. Even though that event deeply affected me, taught me I was no good, I deeply and profoundly accept who I am. Even though that event communicated to me that I wasn't enough, I deeply and profoundly love and accept who I am right now. Eyebrow, that event was so painful. Side of the eye, it meant I felt not enough. Under the eye, it meant so much to me. Under the nose, I felt like a loser. Chin point, I just wasn't enough. Collarbone, I felt inadequate, and that's what they communicated to me. Under the arm, I felt so less than. Top of the head, I just knew I wasn't enough back then. Good. Go back to the eyebrow. What if I was enough? Side of the eye. What if I was enough? Under the eye. I just always assumed they were right. Under the nose. What if that event didn't mean I wasn't enough? Chin point. What if I've been enough all along? Collarbone, what if it doesn't make sense anymore that I'm not enough? Under the arm, what if I am enough? Top of the head, enough already. I am enough. Good. Take a deep breath. Good. So we've done enough tapping on negative feelings and past issues regarding not feeling like enough, and so I feel comfortable adding more of that positive statements now to the end of the tapping. What if I was enough? Maybe I was. And just see how it sits with you. See how you feel about it. So go back to this original event. Think about it. What happened? How you feel about it. Measure 0 to 10 how terrible it feels to you now. Hopefully, again, for most of you, that terrible feeling has gone down even more and you're starting to really integrate the event, feel differently about it, and think, I don't think it's the same as I used to think about it, and maybe it's different. Maybe I'm different. Maybe that's not me. Maybe I was enough. Okay? So keep tapping on this section. If you need this, we're going to move on and do one more event.